Well, Blinky, today we're headed to Port Arthur, a penal colony just outside of Hobart. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so initially Australia was set up as a place for the convicts to be sent, a penal settlement, and the British sent what they call the first fleet over to Australia, eventually landing in what we now know as Sydney. They landed on the 26th of January 1788, but of course there was nothing here. There was no buildings. So anyone who was re-offending had to be taken somewhere else. There was no prison cells that they had set up, so people had freedom, and there were still people that misbehaved. So what they did is they were looking for a place to set up secondary colonies, and Tasmania, or Van Diemen's Land as it was known, was decided as a good location due to the fact that it's an island. But furthermore, there was people that were continuing to play up, continuing to misbehave. So what they did is they started to send people down to a place that they'll call Port Arthur. So Port Arthur sits on a peninsula off of Tasmania, known as Tasman Peninsula, with just a very narrow gap. So anyone that tried to escape, they would have to come through this very narrow gap. They call it Eagle Hawk Neck. So it was a perfect location to send these worst offenders. And they were then made to do heavy labour, whether it be chopping down trees, carrying these in chain gangs, so connected to one another. Shipbuilding was a big industry, quarrying stones, but just about anything they would do. And the conditions in Port Arthur were pretty difficult for these early convicts. This was, you know, the place that the real bad guys were sent. Furthermore, if they were still misbehaving in Port Arthur, then there was solitary confinement cells and further punishments. It could be whippings. They had a particular whip they call the cat of nine tails, and so nine separate strings that come off the whip. So it's a pretty horrible place to live, which is quite ironic because it's a really beautiful place today that many, many people, hundreds of thousands of people come to every year. But certainly for those early convicts, it doesn't have the same joy that we see of it today.
And you talk a lot about the convict culture in Australia, and I find this interesting because the British sent their convicts down here to Australia, but there was a reason that Australia started the development of the convict culture in 1788, is because the Brits lost the United States of America, or their colonies at that point, because prior to that point, they were sending their convicts to the colonies in America, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So, of course, there was the American War of Independence, and from 1776, that changed the dynamic completely. So what it saw is no one was being sent to what we now call the United States of America, and it saw a lot of unemployment, a lot of the economy was shot in England, saw unemployment and saw a lot of crime. So trying to figure out a way to deal with that crime, they decided that they would send the convicts down to a land that had been discovered by a guy called James Cook in 1770. He called it Terra Nullius, which from Latin means the land of nothing, the empty land. So they claimed it as a British territory. And as I say, they sent these ships down and tried to stabilize their economy back in England through getting rid of the criminals and being able to take resources from what will later be known as Australia back to the motherland.
And when we're talking about sending the convicts, that Britain would send the convicts down here to Australia, there were some hardened criminals that they sent down, but there were also these crimes that a lot of these people committed. They were just people of poverty often the times, and their crimes were often petty crimes, weren't they?
Yeah, a lot of the criminals that were sent down to Australia, you know, were convicted of, you know, stealing yards of cloth or stealing handkerchiefs or, you know, talking illy of the king at the time. So these weren't necessarily your murderers and your rapists. There were some exceptions, of course there were, but these were petty criminals. Even some of the times people got caught up in the wrong situation. There was a doctor, one example, who happened to be on a ship that was then under a mutiny. So he got convicted and you would be sentenced to a minimum of 7 years. So, you know, just wrong place, wrong time. A lot of these convicts were children, the age of maturity that they considered was 7 years old. So, you know, there was parents sending their children out to steal just to try to survive, and these kids would be sent down to Australia and sent to the convict.
Well, and the other issue was that they'd have long sentences, a minimum oftentimes of just 7 years. And then oftentimes because it is so far away, from Britain, they would end up having to basically, you know, they started a new life, they would basically stay here.
Yeah, exactly. So minimum sentence was 7 years. That wasn't a hard and fast rule. You could potentially get a ticket of leave, so you could you could be granted your freedom before. The idea of sending these people down was to build a country from nothing. So if you were seen of good character, you could then get vouched for by a free settler, and then potentially you would be granted some land, and you know, you might be running sheep or something, or you might start your own blacksmith business, and that was in the interest of the colony. So they did have opportunities, but what happened for most people is they would stay in Australia. They didn't have the money nor the resources to pay for their ticket back to England, and often there wasn't a lot going for them in England. You know, they'd come from a life of poverty, so the idea to stay in Australia was much better than trying to go home. So forcible immigration really was the birth of this country as we know it.
And again, kind of an indirect nod to the United States of America in terms of the United States declaring its independence, winning the war, is a major reason why, in fact, Australia eventually has become a country.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you, America. We're pretty happy. But it's interesting. It's one of those butterfly effect moments, isn't it? You don't know, you know, if one little thing changed, how different the world history would be.
That's Blinky. I'm Scott. And this is BSing with Blinky on The Morning Mess.